picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. Of course, if out there across America, we'd love to hear from you. Our number right now for this hour is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, because, quite frankly, we don't have our guest here yet, and, well, I don't have a lot to talk about. But as long as I don't have a lot to talk about, I'll share with you, I was working on my latest newsletter this morning, and you go back and you read the things that were... Oh, we've got Joel here. Well, I'm saved by the call. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
Well, fine. I finally got through. I got a message the first time I called, so I've had to work through the operator.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. I'm used to just filling in until you get here, but I'm so glad you're with us. So let's talk about a world affairs brief and really what are the things that you're focusing in on right now.
Well, there's a lot of hot issues up here. Let's just start with some of the minor ones. It's minor only because of what the government is doing. Bush, of course, signed the bill providing funding for the new U.S. border fence. Of course, that's only 700 miles, about a third of the distance that needs to be covered. And I found out today that the fence is being put in the least used area by Mexican illegal immigrants entering the United States.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, of course, the only reason the president's signing this, even though he's against it, is because this is good for election year politics. Everyone seems to be jumping on the bandwagon to saying, we voted for the fence, we've done our duty for enforcement, now we're going to work for amnesty. So this is Senator Bill Frist said, this is the first of a two-step policy. We're going to do enforcement first, and then we're going to do amnesty. They didn't use the word amnesty, but of course the jobs portion of the president's bill. So this is really a sham. This is not enforcement. This is only a token effort at enforcement, and it's getting more token all the time when we see where the location is.
And of course, the thing is that if you really want to stop it, you've got to cut off the jobs. You've got to cut off the catch and release, and they've been doing this for 5 years, and now they say they've quit it, but how do we know that we can believe anything they tell us?
Yeah, it's very easy to sanction employers for hiring illegal aliens, and you simply do spot checks, and it would put a chill on that. Everyone would basically say, you've got to have a green card before I can hire you. Just like if you go in for a job, they say you've got to have a Social Security card. No exceptions. And paperwork simply has to be there for them to fill out withholding the tax code. So this is a very simple thing to enforce if the government was really serious, but they're not.
Well, I think the most interesting thing I've heard is that actually, of course, a lot of the illegals use phony Social Security numbers, and the Social Security Administration is keeping track. They know where all these people who are working with a phony Social Security card are, and they're keeping a special fund there so that when this whole thing comes down, they can pay them the money they paid in. If they really wanted to stop this, they would go after the people who are using illegal Social Security numbers and put them in prison. I mean, that's a federal crime.
Absolutely. If you or I filled out any form at all with an improper Social Security number, it spits it right back out within 5 minutes saying this is not a valid Social Security number.
Right.
And I've never heard that happening with an illegal alien.
Gee, I wonder why not. Well, anyway, the whole thing is hypocrisy. These people are doing everything to convince us that they really want to stop illegal immigration, and that's the last thing they want to do. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be talking about these issues. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that this immigration issue is simply part of a much larger issue. The destruction of American sovereignty, merging the United States with Mexico and Canada, and the end of America as we know it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Well, Dr. Stad, our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, just one more story from last week's World Affairs Brief on the immigration issue. We've all heard a lot about Mexican military and Humvees and armored cars penetrating the U.S. border and even having shootouts with border patrolmen. I have a contact in the Border Patrol, and he gave me some specifics that are just frankly outrageous. He says that some months ago there were five Mexican military policemen that had accompanied a drug shipment across the border. And that's a story in and of itself of how the Mexican military is tied in with the drug shipment. But the worst part, of course, is how this was handled on the U.S. side. A Border Patrol agent in his patrol car had driven up to confront the Mexican military, and before he knew it, he was on the ground with five or six guns pointed at him, and he was basically on the ground with his life threatened with weapons. He had called for backup before he arrived, and within 2 or 3 minutes, other Border Patrolmen came in their vehicles. They were able to outgun, basically, the Mexican military men who surrendered to them. They took him into the local town, and they booked them under arrest. When their supervisor found out, he instructed them to take them back to the Mexican border and release them and not to file a report on the incident. No discipline whatsoever for this. And, basically said the rules are coming for the highest levels, that there are to be no arrests of American military or Mexican military, no matter what they do on our side of the border. And they have shot at and harmed even Border Patrol agents. So something's going on here, Dr. Stan, and I think it has to do with a couple of things. One, Mexico and the Bush administration are in league together to try to undermine our border security and to allow a free flow of illegal immigration, despite what the president says about enforcement. But secondarily, I think that these drug shipments are tied into the drug pipeline of the CIA runs, and that's why there's this token protection going on. It's obvious that both the Mexican government and the U.S. government know that certain drug shipments are protected. For example, when trucks come through, the sealed trucks from the Mexican border that are supposed to have been pre-certified for entrance into the United States, they come through American borders stops without stopping. And Border Patrol agents have told my source that their dogs go wild with that there are drug-tainted residues in all of these trucks. Not all of them, but you know, a good portion of these trucks. But they're not allowed to stop them, and they're not allowed to re-inspect them because they've been certified on one side of the border.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made in drugs.
Of course, it's not a matter of the money itself. It's who the money's going to.
Well,
that's right. Going to fund black operations within our own CIA, and that's what's disturbing, and that's the only proper explanation for why the Border Patrol, the INS, and the CIA are all working in concert to make sure that certain drug shipments are okayed. Now, obviously, they do go after other drug shipments, but those apparently are the unauthorized kind, meaning that don't belong to the CIA drug cartel. This is very disturbing.
Well, you know, I have no question at all. You're absolutely right. I've talked to too many people who've been in government who were well aware of this CIA involvement in drugs. But, you know, it's almost impossible for the average American to believe that could be going on when Rush Limbaugh doesn't tell us about it.
Well, elsewhere in the news, North Korea is rattling its sabers again, threatening a nuclear test. This will prove once and for all that they do have atomic capability. And what's the U.S. and the rest of the world's reaction? Oh, we mustn't have you do a nuclear test. They are up in arms to even a greater extent than when North Korea threatened and pulled off several missile tests. Now, what's the reason for this? Why is it that they are against the test? I mean, testing it isn't going to stop their nuclear program. It's only going to confirm it. It should provide the confirmation that allows them to take military action against North Korea if we're going to act consistently with the pattern of behavior that the United States has set or acted out concerning Iraq and now Iran. The reason I believe that the United States is orchestrating a great protest trying to quell North Korea's testing, either of missiles or an atomic bomb, is that it highlights American hypocrisy. If North Korea explodes a nuclear weapon, we have actual bona fide proof that they do have that capability. That makes it impossible in terms of moral leadership for the United States to take military action against Iran if it doesn't take the same military action against North Korea. So this is a very tough problem for the United States in terms of its apparent hypocrisy. It appears to me that this is one of the reasons why North Korea is, in fact, rattling its sabers, because it knows that we want to make the U.S. look hypocritical. And certainly it will do so.
Well, the whole thing is such a tragic situation, and I feel so sorry for those people who live in North Korea under this totalitarian regime.
Yes, and certainly if there was any really bad boy regime that's exporting nuclear and other weaponry technology, including most of the missile technology, to the Arab states, it's North Korea. Instead of talking about Iran and Syria supplying Hezbollah, they need to be talking about North Korea supplying Syria and Iran with their missile technology and going after North Korea. But the reason they don't, the reason why it will only be rhetoric to North Korea, is that North Korea is a client state of China and the continuing Soviet Union, which basically went underground rather than out of existence.
And, of course, the thing is that I do not believe for 1 minute that North Korea has developed the missile technology they have on their own. It had to come from either China or Russia, probably from Communist China. And we gave that missile technology to Communist China. So none of this really makes sense unless there's another agenda out there.
Absolutely correct. Well, the story about the Mark Foley scandal is getting worse and worse as the day goes by. It's not enough that we have a Republican with the supreme hypocrisy of chairing the Committee on Missing and Exploited Children, but he turns out to be a pedophile, an exploiter of pages within the U.S. Congress. And, of course, now we know that there's a major cover-up involved, from Dennis Hastert on to several other Republicans who were involved in overseeing these ethics committees. We now find that one of the staffers, Mark Beck Hyman, let's see, that's the name of the congressional page who received the emails, and they are very, very explicit emails, the worst possible type of pedophilia that you can find. But we find now that this has been going on for over 2 years, that staff members related to this committee have warned about Mark Foley's homosexual and pedophile behavior as far as 2 years ago. And so this is something that should have been brought to the attention of Congress, and Congress should have removed him from his seat in Congress many, many years ago.
But, you know, we have this Democrat, this is a fellow from Massachusetts. I mean, his lover was running a homosexual deal out of the White House, and he's still there. Is it what, Barney Sanders? Or?
Yeah, Barney Frank.
Barney Frank, you know. And so, I mean, there are a couple of overt homosexuals there on the Democratic side, and nobody makes a big fuss out of that. Now, I think they're all corrupt, and they all ought to be out of Congress. But obviously, don't you think that this is, you know, something that they're bringing up at this specific time, because the elections are coming up, to point out that the Republicans are just as corrupt as the Democrats?
Well, I'm not sure that, you know, this is a political ploy per se. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. You know, it's really hard to say when you have Team A and Team B, both run by the same powers that be, of why they want one out and one in. And certainly they do accomplish certain things when the Democrats are in power, and they accomplish other things when the Republicans are in power. It may well be, though, that this hinges upon the 2008 election. I'm convinced that, you know, they want someone like Rudolph Giuliani to win the election. They certainly do not want a Hillary Clinton to win. And the reason is the powers that be know that Hillary Clinton is not controllable. This is a person who, if she becomes president, she will actually intend to run the country as president, whereas Bush knows that he's a script reader. He acts like a script reader and has his dutiful handlers who tell him what to do. Now, obviously, they allow him to think he's president in terms of the minor trappings, but he knows he had no qualifications for president, that he was put into power by his father's powerful friends in the what we call the powers that be, or the globalist insiders. And I'm not even sure that George Bush knows what the ultimate long-term strategy is. He's certainly not reliable enough to be high up within the power structure. And Hillary Clinton isn't in on the upper structure as well, but I'm convinced that the powers that be don't want her as president. So if that is to be the case, you know, they are setting up, in my opinion, George Bush to take the blame for all of the debacle that will fall upon the United States in terms of the ultimate war and retaliation that will hit this country. And we have a problem in the terms of getting in a Giuliani, in terms of the powers that be wanting Giuliani to be president during the actual war years, when you go to war with China and Russia, or when China goes to war with us, and we have to take our nation into the United Nations to save ourselves. That's their game plan. It may well be that they want to throw this election to the Democrats in this midterm election, so that the Democrats can show that they won't do anything different. They can start to get the blame, and then they can have a return of the Republicans under someone who will say he will do it differently. That's the best I can think about what's going on now relative to the political fallout from Foley.
I mean, the thing is so complex and so devious, and you know it's scripted. It's just so hard to figure out what indeed is going on. Your guess is as good as mine, probably a lot better. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we begin to develop an understanding of some of the intricacies of what's going on. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
And, you know, sometimes, Joel, I think that they do these things just to get us so confused, and we see all these contradictory things. And, you know, so many of the things I read, you know, George Tenet says one thing and Condoleezza Rice says another, and then George Tenet says something and you know, Rumsfeld says something else. And you get all these conflicting things, and you say, gee, I can't figure this out. You ever, is it maybe we're not supposed to figure it out?
Well, it is very complex. For example, we have people, members of the same establishment that brought us the Cold War with the Soviet Union, with all of the material and weapons that we shipped to the Soviet Union, like Zbigniew Brzezinski. And now he's turned to be a hardliner who's criticizing the Bush administration for all of the globalist policies that they're implementing. We have someone like Bob Woodward now who is telling all in his latest book, In Denial, that Condoleezza Rice was briefed directly by George Tenet on 9/11 and that she did nothing. She claims not even to remember the conversation right now. So, you know, what we have here, if I can try to illuminate some of the difficulty and the complexity, you have a conspiracy within government that isn't involving anywhere near the majority of people that are in government. They do control the major power centers of government, all of the enforcement agencies, but in a way in which the majority of the enforcement people don't understand or don't see it. As I've explained before, there's a white side to every organization and a dark side. The dark side basically does the illegal activities. They have their own budget that's separate from the one that Congress authorizes for law enforcement agencies. They have their own system of judges that they know they can rely on to give them immunity and protection. And so what we have oftentimes is we have people who are legitimate who complain and act as whistleblowers about things in government. We have other people who are on the dark side who are covering up for those illegal activities and sometimes persecute those whistleblowers. And then we have even players like Bob Woodward, who isn't really on our side, but is kind of muddying the waters by attacking the administration, making them look bad. And we say, well, that can't be someone who's working for the administration. But in a sense, it can be, because part of the secret agenda of people like Cheney and Rumsfeld, who are working for the administration, is to ultimately blacken the name of George Bush so that the United States antagonizes the world, so the United States loses respect within the world and becomes the laughingstock of the world. And that's part of the whole purpose of going into Iraq. It's not to defend democracy. It's only partly about capturing oil supplies. The other major role is to antagonize the world. And so certainly a lot of these leaks and revelations, which, as I pointed out in my latest brief, these leaks are carefully crafted by people within the White House and the administration who are in the know, not by President Bush. He doesn't authorize hardly anything that gets done. But people who are globalists within the administration ultimately put out leaks that embarrass the administration, whether it's Abu Ghraib, whether it's the NBC film about the Marine shooting a prisoner and releasing the film. I mean, these are controlled media. They wouldn't release this media if they didn't have a purpose in doing so. And it's not because the media is liberal. Media, I found out, isn't actually liberal, even though many of the reporters are liberal. The media truly is globalist, and they're marching to a tune even different than the dedicated leftists that they often hire to work and write stories for the media. Now, people like Bob Woodward are people who have a very incestuous relationship with government. These people are made famous by the leaks that they constantly get. And these leaks, of course, the government has the power to tap any phone they want. We know that they do international surveillance through the Echelon program of every international call. They tap all of the cables going across under the oceans. Most of the communication now goes through microwave towers and fiber optic networks. All of that is tapped. You can't tell me that a regular leaker to Bob Woodward wouldn't have his conversations recorded by the government or to any other major reporter in the New York Times or the Washington Post, and even the Washington Times has its regular sources. Now, all of those sources are illegal. Nobody has the right to give classified information to a reporter. My point is that there are illegal leaks that are allowed by government because they serve their globalist purposes. And then there are leaks that are not allowed, which are the kind that are involved with legitimate whistleblowers. And those leaks are found out very rapidly, and those people are taken down, put in prison, and otherwise silenced. So I think there's something more to be said for the Woodward leak than really meets the eye.
All right, fine. I think it's fascinating revelations. How true it is, I really don't know. All I know is it makes the Bush administration look very bad. And why would the Simon & Schuster put out a book like that? Unless, of course, it's part of a much bigger agenda. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your organization. And would you like to put a plug in for your book?
Well, certainly. Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is highlighted on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's www.worldaffairsbrief.com. On that website, you'll get all of the daily news that my researchers post, the top stories that I will be analyzing every Friday in my World Affairs Brief, where I analyze or add my unique theories and understanding to what's going on in the news. The World Affairs Brief does come as a subscription to specific subscribers. You can get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief if you email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. So if you'd like a sample, a copy of the latest brief, just send me an email to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Also on the World Affairs Brief website, on the left-hand column, you can click on some of the information about a couple of the books that I have available. I've just recently updated Strategic Relocation to making it up to date to 2006. This is my top-selling book on how to find safety in the United States by relocating or developing contingency plans if you can't relocate or establish retreat property somewhere in the safer areas of the United States. As most of you know, after Katrina, it's a real problem if you get out there and let government determine where you go and how you get there if you're trying to evacuate from a major urban area in the middle of a crisis. In my book, Strategic Relocation, tells you how to make those decisions beforehand so that you're not caught in the FEMA trap. They are available again on Amazon.com, which is the easiest way to get them, or you can go to Swift Publishing, which is 1-800-292-2831 is their number. 1-800-292-2831. You can order it directly from the publisher, and there is a discount for ordering more than one of my books, whether it's The Secure Home or Strategic Relocation.
All right, very good. So, again, that's a strategic relocation, and it's something I think we all should think about and hope and pray we would never have to have it. But far better off to have a plan and not need it than to need it and, well, just not have it there. So, now what would you like to cover next?
Well, let's go to the new detainee bill. We continue to find out more and more each day about this. It's 800 pages long and tucked into all of the fine print. There's tremendous things that make this, frankly, Dr. Stan, worse than the Patriot Act, by far.
Well, now, of course, they've redefined what a terrorist is. In other words, most people think that this is only for Islamic terrorists.
That's right. But when you read the fine print of the law, we find out that anyone, essentially, who opposes the government and does and engages in a general term called hostilities towards our government. And that is a very, very slippery definition. Anyone who, in essence, gives aid and comfort to the enemy could be ruled a terrorist. Anyone who publishes information against the government. But one of the interesting things that I found out recently in the law is that there's this section which has to deal with only citizens, even though it doesn't mention citizens. It talks about allegiance. Anyone who breaches their allegiance to the President of the United States and to the government by providing help to the enemy can be prosecuted as a terrorist under this new law. And that's, certainly a terrorist has no legal allegiance to the United States government, so this could only refer to citizens themselves. And so there's a great deal in here. One of the most dramatic things that we found now in this bill, though, is that Congress used once in a long, long while its power to restrict the power of the judiciary to rule on any further issues regarding this law. The language of the bill says no court, justice, or judge, and that includes the Supreme Court. You know, this came up before Congress because the Supreme Court said this was a violation of the Constitution and habeas corpus. And now the bill says, no court, justice, or judge shall have jurisdiction to hear or consider any claim or cause of action whatsoever concerning Military Commissions Act of 2006. That is, this act, which was just passed, is now beyond the veil of the Supreme Court or any appeals court. Nobody can challenge this law before the courts of the land, even though it denies habeas corpus for all the rest of the prisoners who are in Guantanamo Bay. There's only 10 that are up to be put before these military and all the rest now are in eternal limbo without any power of habeas corpus to bring them before a hearing and a judge to determine the cause of which they are being held.
Yes, but of course the thing is that this could affect anybody who is critical of the government, who shows hostility towards the policies of a president who lied to get us into Afghanistan and who lied to get us into Iraq, and heaven only knows what else he's lied about.
Absolutely right. The definition being as loose as it is can rope in almost anyone, citizen or non-citizen, into this detainee bill. He can be put in prison. The president and the administration doesn't have to admit that they're holding him. There's no power of habeas corpus. And worst of all, right now, no court in the land, Dr. Stan, can rule this unconstitutional because they have no jurisdiction to accept any case challenging this law.
I would think that any congressman or senator who voted for that should be voted out of office. I mean, they have sacrificed the entire constitutional protection of liberty in this country and habeas corpus. How could they possibly have voted to take this out of the control of at least judicial, appeal or judicial consideration of whether it's constitutional or not?
You know, isn't it ironic, Dr. Stan, that the conservatives have been trying to get the administration to limit the Supreme Court's jurisdiction, which they did in this bill. They've been trying to get limit the court's jurisdiction on the issue of states' rights to prohibit abortion. The states have done several pieces of legislation outlawing abortion, and it's always been overruled by the Supreme Court. And the Congress has the power to say this is beyond the pale of the courts. The states can restrict abortion, and it would help solve the problem. And the Bush administration has never done it, never moved. The first time they ever used this constitutional power to limit the jurisdiction of the courts is what? A great, horrible denial of our civil rights. Now, anyone who doesn't believe there's a conspiracy going on in government ought to have to answer to this bill. Anyone who thinks this is a benevolent Christian administration has to look at this bill and say, why are they limiting the jurisdiction of the courts? Because this bill, as even in liberal NPR said, this bill essentially violates the same reasoning that the Supreme Court used to invalidate the first military commission. It denies habeas corpus, which is a Fourth Amendment right in the Constitution.
Well, you know, the frightening thing to me is that I find that mainly the people who would agree with you and I are on the far left. And the Christian right, the Christian leaders of this country, and the average Christian, is going right along with this totalitarian regime, as long as they believe George Bush is a Christian.
Well, you know, he's promised them political power. He's promised to, and he's had them to the White House. He sits down and prays with them. I mean, here's a man who's a member of Skull and Bones, and you know, has had his many, many indiscretions in life, and he, because he prays with these people, he's able to snooker them into thinking that he's still a Christian. So it's a grand deception, and I'm afraid we're losing many, many freedoms because Christians simply have not developed the gumption and the realism to be able to see what's going on before their very eyes.
Well, I think it's because they're following their leaders, and I think their leaders are compromised, and I believe many of our ministries have been actually infiltrated by people from the other side. And if you read Foreign Affairs and the World Future magazine and all the other publications from this dark side, not right, not left, but dark side, recently there have been all sorts of articles about how they're going to use Christianity. And, you know, I don't think the average Christian understands that their leaders have been compromised.
Well, certainly the Soviets did that, and all of the Eastern Europe, European governments suborned the churches so that anywhere from, it happened to the Catholic Church, it happened to the previous Pope, who actually had quite a bit of, even though he was supposedly an anti-communist, he was no such thing when he was in Poland itself, and so there's a great deal of compromises. All of the churches, from the Orthodox Church in Armenia to the Russian Orthodox Church in Russia, all of them had their compromises and deals, secret deals for the government to keep operating. And a lot of people think that's justified so that Christianity can go forward, but when you look the other way for these great and heinous crimes that the governments are guilty of, and you make a pact of silence so that you can maintain your appearance of running a church, I don't think that Christ is going to justify those people.
I'm sure not. I don't think God is going to bless the ministers who've compromised the principles. In fact, I feel that ministers are held to a higher level than I or you or I would be. And I think many are going to be tried and found wanting.
Well, you know, back to this definition, there's other interesting statements about it. Anyone guilty of destruction of any property which is deemed punishable by means of the military tribunal will be included as a terrorist. Any violent act whatsoever against the designated protected building, that includes schools, post offices, and charitable buildings, is viewed as a terrorist. Now, it has nothing to do with terrorism. But they can reel in a tremendous amount of people, change the definition of pillaging, which turns all illegal occupation of property and all theft into terrorism. It makes squatters and petty thieves enemy combatants. I mean, this is just incredible what this legislation has done. Now, I don't think, like most pieces of legislation, that most of the congressmen actually read it. It takes a long time, and congressmen simply don't have time to read, you know, bills in the hundreds of pages. They relied on the Republican leadership to assure them that this bill is everything that they claimed in the compromise, and it certainly is a lot more that was not claimed. And if there was ever a need and a justification for a call to repeal this bill, people ought to put maximum pressure on the Republican congressman who voted for this thing to immediately repeal it because of these items that are coming forth. So if people want samples of the World Affairs Brief to have the exact language of the bill, I'll be happy to send it to them. Once again, send me an email at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Now, is that the one that's coming out tomorrow, or is that last week's?
Well, last week has a great deal about the bill. I'll be putting in more this coming week, so I will send people the two briefs, one this Friday and the previous Friday, if they want all the language that is very dangerous about this bill. As I said, Dr. Stan, this is worse than the Patriot Act.
Well, I think that people need to get it. I think they need to show it to others, and they have to ask people for the definition of hostility to the government. What does it mean? And it's such a vague term that they could give it any meaning they want to.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. I mean, there's lots of little ways in which the government is infringing on our freedoms. They're using national security letters. Since 9/11, the federal government has used this little known technique to go on fishing expeditions for information in an American business. They basically send them a national security letter forcing the business to turn over any and all client information records for a purpose they won't reveal, and then they require the business owners to keep silent about the invasion of privacy, and that they cannot alert the clients whose records are being sifted through. It's like them sending you a letter and saying, let me have all the names of your subscribers or your mailing list to Liberty or to me, wanting all the names of my subscribers and not allowing me to tell them that their names have been compromised. Unfortunately, Congress went in to reform the law after several appeals were overturned. The government had overstepped its bounds. Unfortunately, the new law that was passed by Congress is even worse than the former law. In the past, the courts could challenge the restrictive gag order demanded by the government if it unduly interfered with the business, continuing normal business. Now the law states that if the FBI certifies that an order forbidding disclosure is necessary to national security, the court is required to defer to the FBI. It cannot challenge it. This Congress, Dr. Stan, is rubber-stamping every piece of tyrannical in the name of conservatism. Something that we fought against as conservatives for many years is now our worst nightmare.
And, of course, the thing is the Republicans are the ones who are doing it, and many of the Democrats joined them, and there were very, very few Democrats who actually voted against this legislation.
And if Democrats get into power, into Congress, they're going to rubber-stamp these same things again, you know.
Well, all we can do is just keep hammering away, Joel. Our job is to be the watchman on the wall, let people know what's going on. They're going to have to decide. Freedom is really important.
Congress even wants schools to get into the act. They want immunity for school people for doing strip searches on children in the name of getting at the war on drugs. Columnist Debbie Kidd wrote, last week the tyrants in the House of Representatives passed one more unconstitutional legislation, anti-weapon and anti-drug laws that would mandate school districts formulate policy for searches, including strip searches, and would, of course, immunize teachers and staff against prosecution, and they would not have to notify parents that these were going on. Another reason to get out of the public schools, Dr. Stan.
And step by step, though, Joel, they're taking away our freedom, and they're doing it so subtly, and in the name, of course, of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, many good Americans are accepting this. After all, we have to give up a certain amount of our freedom to protect ourselves from Osama and his followers.
Yes, this mantra of fear is going to be used time and again for the American people, and I don't see any end in sight. It's too bad that we don't have hardly any congressmen now except perhaps Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo who will stand up and say that the emperor has no clothes.
Well, we just keep doing what we're doing, Joel. I think that things are really moving towards a climax in history, but I do believe that more and more people are beginning to question what happened on 9-1-1. I think more and more people are beginning to suspect that we have not been the truth about, told the truth about that, and even they're beginning to admit that, you know, maybe Osama bin Laden's been dead for a long time. Think of the implications. This whole propaganda machine has been, you know, telling us that this man is our enemy when that he is probably dead.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why the administration is downplaying Al-Qaeda even now. They keep talking about how terrorism has changed and Al-Qaeda is not the main issue now. It's Islamic extremists, and of course that language is plays right into the hands of the administration who want to justify an invasion of Iran, or not an invasion so much as a massive air attack. Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East as we speak, trying to drum up support for that coming invasion. That's the real reason why she's there.
Well, Joel, thank you so very much for being with us. You almost have to laugh. Things are so bad. Anyway, God bless you. We'll look forward to having you with us again tomorrow evening.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Bye-bye.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to reach people across America with the truth about what's really going on in the world. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and taking our a monthly newsletter, and certainly you get either our four tapes of the month or four CDs of the month, and that's $20 a month, but it helps to keep us going and reach out across America. Then we want to remind you about our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 29th of this month, the 29th of October, and if you you're going to be able to come, you've got to call and get a reservation. And the reason you have to do that is because we're serving lunch. And, of course, we're having to bring people in. We're bringing in Constance Cumby from Detroit and Chris Pinto from Southern California. So we'll appreciate your help. We'll appreciate you coming. I think you'll find it a fascinating program. And then, of course, we do want to try to reprint Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book. And you can get a case of Dr. Cuddy's books, a full case, for $149.95 plus shipping. And the book is almost 300 pages. It's got an index, and it's got an epilogue. And if you had it before, you know, you didn't have an index, why, a book without an index as well, it's like meat without salt. It just doesn't work too well. So we do hope many of you want to get the book with the index in it and help us get it distributed across the country. Anyway, first, that's Dennis Kennedy's book, Secret Records Revealed. It's a very important book. Give us a call if you'd like to get a case, 1-800-544-8927. You won't get it until they're printed, but this is a pre-publication offer. And once we've filled our commitments, why, of course, we'll have to close the offer. And then, of course, we hope many of you go to our website and get the material we have. And certainly we have my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is so important. If you'd like to know the truth about O.J. Simpson, you think you know about O.J. Simpson. If you're white, you know he did it. If you're black, you know he was framed. And did you ever think they framed a guilty man? Or maybe they framed an innocent man? The parts of this story you have never heard. We have a four-tape set on O.J. Simpson. And when I told one of my friends about it last night, he was so fascinated. And there's parts of this story you have never heard. Then, of course, the four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, the four-tape set on Skull and Bones, the mysterious and sinister organization that both President Bush and, of course, Senator John Kerry belong to. What are the chances are that both the president and his challenger would both come from the same secret society that only has a few hundred members? Statistically, do you think they're going to happen by accident? Then if you'd like to know what happened on 9-1-1, we have a couple of great videos. The day that changed America forever. In plain sight from Dave Benarsdale and of course, both are available. We have our new 9-1-1 update. We have, of course, my pamphlets on Foreknowledge 9-1-1. They knew the attack was coming. How do I know that? Well, I talked to Willie Brown's press secretary, and they warned Willie Brown not to fly that day, but they didn't warn Barbara Olson or some other people, some other very significant people. They knew, but of course they didn't want the American people to know. How do I know? Well, basically, we were able to pull down on September 11th off the Northwest Airlines attendance webpage the whole story of Operation Bojanka, put on the Bill Gertz website, talk about hijacking planes and crashing them into the World Center. It had been posted in July. And you know, that disappeared the next day and was never seen again, and Bill Gerst doesn't even remember writing it, but we've got it, and we'll be glad to send you a free copy of that if you'd like to see it, although it's all marked up. You need to get our information on Hostages to the Devil. You need to get the book, Hostages to the Devil, by Malachi Martin, and of course I recommend you get with that at a special discounted price by four interviews with Malachi. You need to understand the background of Iraq, and to do that you need to get my talk of Iraq, the Untold Story, and of course the syllabus that goes with that, Iraq, the Untold Story. You understand how they're poisoning us with water, with fluoridation. Well, you need to get the hidden agenda, you need to get the tape, you need to get the video, and of course you need to get the syllabus. Understand they're poisoning our children. Why would they do that? Because they're just plain evil.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon our guest is Colonel Ron Ray, a retired Marine colonel who with First Principles Press and is certainly on the front lines of the battle to try to save the military. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the morale of the military by destroying the religious principles that once made America's fighting force the envy of the entire world. But you destroy the morality of a nation, of an army, why you destroy that nation. So, with that as the background, why, Colonel Ray, thank you so much for being with us.
Dan, it's always great to be with you. Nice to hear from you, and you've always got a very interesting audience.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell us what the issues are that are right before you now? Because I know that you're back and forth to Washington, D.C. all the time, trying to stop this attack, which is undermining the very fabric of our military.
Well, it's interesting if you, America's national motto is "In God We Trust." If you ask most Americans, including church-going Americans, why that is, they really can't tell you why that's true or why we've been referred to as one nation under God. They don't understand it has to do with the foundations of our form of law and civil government. And the last institution that has the biblical foundations intact, that were written in 1775 by George Washington for the Continental Army and John Adams for the what became the Continental Navy. And those, almost in the same words, have still been passed by Congress in 1997 and to try to quell the sex abuse crisis that has sprung up since 1976 when, against the existing law, Gerald Ford and his chief of staff, Dick Cheney, and the youngest Secretary of Defense in history, a young man named Don Rumsfeld, with a homosexual advisor from Florida who screened all appointments in the Ford Pentagon, got together and opened up the service academies to women. It was against the law, and if the chiefs had stood at that particular point in time, we would be in better place today. But let me just give you an example. What's the first principle of the American military? Do you know that I've asked dozens and maybe hundreds of flag and general officers, both regular and retired, and you have to go all the way back to the World War II and even a few Korean War veterans who still remember what they were taught at the service academy, what the first two principles of the American military were, so that it hasn't been taught since after the Korean War. The first principle requires those in authority in the military to show in themselves the highest degree of virtue, honor, integrity, subordination, and patriotism, and are specifically charged to guard against and suppress any and all dissolute and immoral practices for the welfare of those under their command. In other words, the first principle is that the military would have a very high standard. Those with that bear the sword in defense of the country and are called to use legitimate violence and go in harm's way in defense of our way of life are should be led by those with the highest degree of virtue. The second principle, this stuns them, is that prayer and divine services are to be held at least twice a day and a sermon once a week, and that's a legal mandate from 1775.
And of course, the thing is that the Supreme Court has actually upheld that this is correct, hasn't it, in the past, because of course the military is held to a different standard than the civilian population.
That's absolutely true, Stan. It's actually called military necessity. It's probably the only area in law that since the Roosevelt administration and the appointments on the Supreme Court began to be changed for their political views and allegiances as opposed to their capability as jurists. Basically, in the last 60 years, much of constitutional law has been changed, but there's one doctrine called military necessity.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Colonel Ray was just pointing out that as a result of the hearings held by the Reese Committee in 1953 and 1954, now this is, what are we talking about? We're talking about almost 32 or 33 years ago, a congressional committee investigated what the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations were doing, and they found out that they were financing subversive activity, communism and socialism, and the Kinsey movement to change and destroy the moral fabric of our society. But the great tax-exempt foundations over 50 years ago were working to destroy the moral fabric of the military. Now, you're not going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, two of the finest conservatives that money could buy, or even from most of your religious or leaders or political leaders. But the story is told, and it's available. We carried a book written by Rennie Wormser, who was on the the Council for the Reese Committee. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And we still have a few copies. We've kept it in print for over a decade. And of course, if you'd like to get a copy, well, you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. There is a subversive element in our country. People have always thought it was the communists, all those wicked communists. It was never the communists. It was people of great wealth who had a different dream for America, who, because they worship a different God. But, Colonel, you pick up the story there, because the military has been under attack for half a century, and most people are totally oblivious to what's going on.
Well, it's an interesting thing. As I began to do my work, and I want you to know, the work that I've done the last 15 years really would not have been, wouldn't have been as capable of being focused on the specific areas under attack if I hadn't, I am a believer, I'm a Christian, and I look for guidance in the Bible that says there's nothing new under the sun. But it's interesting that Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and then to look at the underlying report, which is very difficult to find, but is absolutely a guide to what happened in the first half of the 20th century, and the same forces are at work, the same objectives are still being pursued. The rhetoric may be different, but in fact, that's a very important book for your listeners to understand what's going on a little bit. But how important was it? George Washington said, "The blessing and protection of heaven are at all times necessary, but especially so in times of public distress and danger." In doing the work that I was asked to do for the Naval Aviation Foundation, chaired by one of America's great 20th century patriots, Admiral Tom Moore, chairman of the Joint Chiefs under Nixon and chief of naval operations under President Johnson, and really a patriot in there, striving for that, asked me to work on the history of prayer in the armed forces after the ACLU attacked prayer at the Virginia Military Institute in May of 2001, before 9/11. And I began to look at it, but when 9/11 happened, I told the admiral, I said, "Well, the presidents, as commander-in-chief, has called the nation to prayer. Congress is having prayer meetings in Washington. They're having prayer meetings in the Pentagon. When I was working for Caspar Weinberger, we used to have prayer and Bible study in the Pentagon." I said, "There's no way they're going to press this lawsuit against a VMI and to continue to put pressure on the Citadel, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, West Point, and down at Texas A&M, where they have a corps of cadets. They're not going to do that anymore." And to my surprise, while they delayed for about 6 weeks, they continued to press the attack to make a precedent that prayer, a non-denominational voluntary prayer led by a cadet, going all the way back to 1839 when VMI was founded as an independent military institute in Virginia, that they had offered prayer in their history. So we got involved, and to my surprise, we found that I uncovered in a month or 2 weeks, maybe 6 weeks altogether, in and out of Washington, Library of Congress, and we uncovered 67 prayer books that had been distributed to the fighting forces in time of war and national emergency going back to 1774. They had been paid for and distributed at government expense. And the prayers in there, coming right down through to the beginning of the Vietnam War, they were manly prayers, and they were prayers that offered by generals, admirals, past presidents, Herbert Hoover. I mean, even Eleanor Roosevelt said that her best private prayer she recommended that troops they use all over in World War II was the 23rd Psalm. And so I was surprised to see that. And then we looked at the inaugural addresses of the presidents and actually pulled out each one. Every president acknowledged the God of the Declaration of Independence, the creator from which our rights, our liberties, and our laws come from, and that declares that government's job is to secure those rights, and find that everyone acknowledged the existence of God, and they all acknowledged his government. They acknowledged that prayer and petition must be used both on the day of their inauguration and through their administration to secure the blessings of liberty through their administration and the continuation of divine providence. So I was surprised. Even President Clinton did those things in both of his inaugural addresses. So from George W. to George W., that was an unbroken. And here we were in a federal appeals court trying to simply defend an unbroken line of 230 years, trying to defend a history that was unbroken. And we got a 6-6 vote in the appeals court in Richmond, Virginia. One of those against us had been a Clinton appointee that had been held over and had been appointed to the Fourth Circuit by George W. Bush. Remember, help is on the way is what he said in 2000. If you elect me, the trauma on our military will end, and I'm going to restore it to what it should have been. In point of fact, he appointed a liberal judge that ended up making the tie-breaking vote, went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court didn't take the case, but recognized there was a lack of jurisdiction and left the question open. Meanwhile, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee, the American Civil Liberties Union, Citizens United for Separation of Church and State, these very well-funded and influential organizations were all involved, filing briefs to take away prayer after 9/11 in the face of a national security crisis, and I was shocked by that. But we did get, this is not all bad news, Stan. The work we did was picked up by some conservative groups around the country and websites and whatnot, and Senator Jim Inhofe was given that history of prayer that we got a hold of, and he went to the floor of the United States Senate last November and offered an amendment to the Defense Authorization Act of 2006 and authorized the and call for an authorization for the superintendents of all the service academies to be able to offer prayer at any organized academy activity, which passed 99-0, citing our work, citing that history, put it in the congressional record, and it passed the House, not overwhelmingly like that, but then George Bush signed it into law. But within 3.5 weeks, the Pentagon put out restrictions on prayer in the Air Force.
Well, we can thank Mr. Rumsfeld for that. Is there any way, of course, to get him to counter that? Because
I've been up there for about 6 weeks in the last 4 months. On Friday or Saturday, fighting over the Defense Authorization Act of 2006. It was good news and bad news. The provision I just mentioned is still in. The good news is that the restrictive policies put out by the Navy and the Air Force were rejected by Congress, and this was reported in the papers around the country on Sunday. But they did, in fact, take out a provision that Duncan Hunter, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, a Vietnam combat veteran from California, from your state, Stan, and deserves the support of the people in California in his reelection. He's really a solid citizen up there. They were trying to deal with the attack within the military primarily, although supported by some of these same globalist radical groups. We're trying to prevent any chaplain from being able to pray in the name of Jesus Christ at outside of his divine services, which are always voluntarily attended. In other words, if there was a graduation or a commissioning ceremony or something where a chaplain may be called upon to pray, they have been after the notion of praying in the name of Jesus Christ, which has been something that you find throughout these prayer books that I mentioned to you that we found. What happened there was that provision that the House of Representatives wanted in got no support in our Senate, Republican-controlled Senate, and that provision of the House bill was stricken. So some of the Pentagon's attempts to there's the Undersecretary of Manpower and Personnel, very influential, Dr. David Chu, has been there, was in the Pentagon when I was in the Pentagon in 84 and 85 as comptroller of the Pentagon. He had his lawyers around him, and others have been very active with the similar elements in and out of the Pentagon and in and out of Congress, trying to push basically an anti-Christian and anti-God agenda. So there was some success maintained, certainly in November and January, with prayer at the service academies. We're hopeful that the General Assembly in South Carolina, the General Assembly in Virginia, will authorize and protect the state service academies, Virginia Military Institute and the Citadel. If you're interested, if your listeners are interested in preserving a prayer in the armed forces in time of war, and protecting the chaplain's right to pray according to whatever their denomination is, which has been the law since Lincoln. And since 1862, that's been the law, that the chaplain comes and represents his denomination, whether it's Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, or what have you. Please contact us at firstprinciplespress.org through the website, and a lot of the material I'm mentioning is in that website, and we certainly could use your prayers, and we could use your support to make our efforts go forward, educational efforts in Washington.
Well, you know, nothing is going to change unless the Christians of this country understand that there is an anti-Christian movement, and it involves people of great wealth and great power in both political parties who hate the God of the Bible, who hate Jesus Christ, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Well, this is God, Dr. Stan. I guess it's Colonel Ron Ray. We're just simply talking about this attack on Christianity. And now they've destroyed Christianity in our schools every day. Now, this last week, we've been hearing about one or another, you know, attack in a school. We even had something happen in a local school here in Santa Cruz. Didn't get any national coverage, but some guy came to the school there, and they had to have a lockdown of the school. And we wonder why we're having all this violence. Well, when you take God and prayer and discipline out of our schools, should you be surprised when we have lawlessness and when we have murders and when we have stealing and we have violence? Why should we be surprised? When they took God and prayer out of our schools, they knew exactly what would happen. Our form of government was made for moral and religious people, and you would not work for any other. You cannot have limited government and freedom.
John Adams said that. That's a very good quote, Stan, from our second president.
Okay, you go right ahead. I love that quotation. Yes.
I do, too. He was dead right. He said that it was because liberty means that is only possible if you have people who are capable of self-government. And I think I've said this to you as I've looked for historical precedents and examples. Every one of the so-called Christian or even Catholic nations that has been subject to a political revolution in the last 250 years, France particularly comes to mind, Germany, Russia, Great Britain, and now the United States, it's clear that there was a sexual revolution or a breakdown of virtue, of morality, and self-government. A generation of that preceded a dramatic increase in tyranny and a dramatic, even revolutionary change in what had been heretofore a form of government that acknowledged God and often acknowledged Jesus Christ. So the notion that they take away your capacity for self-government by promoting an ungodly agenda, whether it's the sex education and taking out prayer, Bible reading, the Ten Commandments in 1980 came right out of Kentucky, Stone versus Graham. Those things, it's incredible because we used to teach the man who wrote the First Amendment, and any of your listeners that ever get to debate the ACLU, as I have many times and in many different forms and many different mediums, I'm going to give you one of my tips. It might be useful, Stan, for you. You probably heard it before, but if you let somebody who wants to take the ACLU position, always let them go first in your debate and discussion. They'll tell you all about the Supreme Court cases since 1941, Everson versus Shimp, and all the cases that Engle versus Vitale and separation of church and state, Tom Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist, January 1, 1802. But then when they get finished, you look to them and say, you know a lot about the First Amendment, particularly the Establishment Clause. Who wrote the First Amendment? And you'll get a long pause. They don't answer. They get embarrassed, and some will suggest James Madison, but his version failed to vote. And it was a young congressman from New England named Fisher Ames. And within 6 weeks of the passage of his version of the First Amendment, he gave a speech and wrote a letter about the speech in which he encouraged that the Bible is the most important book to be at the center of what we teach in our schools. So if you want to know what the intent is, Fisher Ames, young Fisher Ames, is the guy that can give it to you. When the district judge struck down prayer at VMI in January of 2002, the president and Congress are calling the nation to prayer, and this was a non-denominational, voluntary, cadet-led prayer for the Corps and for the country and for our leaders and that kind of thing. He ruled that the non-denominational prayers at mealtime every day, he called them, quote-unquote, religious indoctrination, and which is, it's so absurd. And then, of course, it went up to the Court of Appeals. But while this was going on, letters were being written to the Citadel from the ACLU and these other groups, threatening them with ruinous and expensive litigation and bad publicity. The Naval Academy said no. They stood firm. The Air Force Academy caved in, hired advisors from some of the hostile groups to come in and tell them what was proper. The Citadel gave up their prayer. West Point gave up their prayer. So it left VMI and the Naval Academy to stand their ground. And in fact, VMI played Navy at Navy while the case was pending, And for the first time in its history, they sent out the midshipmen sent out the their chorus, and they sang "Mighty God, Strong to Save," which they don't do right before the football game.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand what's happening is not happening by accident. It's part of an overall plan. Who was it who financed the destruction of the moral fabric of our society? The Rockefeller Foundation, by their financing of Alfred Kinsey. And, of course, they've done everything they could to suppress that information. But they knew exactly what they were doing, and we see today 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease, thanks to the Rockefeller family.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Colonel Ron Ray, and his website, if you'd like to go there, and you can find so much information on this subject, www.firstprinciplespress.org. That's First Principles Press. That's plural, principlespress.org. And of course, you really need to get the information. There's a tremendous amount of information there about the Christian heritage of this country and certainly the Christian principles were practiced in our military when America's military was great and effective. But people do not understand that in America, different than any other nation, the Declaration of Independence basically said, our freedoms come from God, but where did we get the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? We got it from our Creator, and that governments were instituted among men to preserve these rights with the consent of the governed, of course. And, of course, that was why we had government, to preserve our God-given rights. Once you take God out, then we no longer have any rights. And that's exactly what these people want. There are people who have a different worldview, and they're working with our system to destroy our system. So, Colonel, pick this story up there now. What do the average individual is out there listening to this program and saying, well, yeah, maybe there is a problem, but of course, it's never going to affect me.
Well,
what would you say to them?
Well, number one is, I think they need to be sure that the if they go to church, they need to be sure the church is not teaching that what's happening in America is inevitable. And that's part of this the last days theology that a lot of people are hearing about. And a lot of people are hearing that the truth of the matter is that the churchgoers began to pull out of public life, and this was not without some planning behind it. Masons and other secret societies began to encourage that and taking positions of leadership in the 20s and 30s and telling them to focus on soul winning only and to get out of doing the other things they used to do, which was caring for orphans. And, you know, we didn't need a welfare state when the churches were engaged in their neighborhoods and looking after those who were less fortunate. They also were engaged in looking after governments and training and discipling people who would be able to work not only in church government but in state government, law enforcement, laws and judiciary and what have you. All of that requires training and encouragement. It's interesting, Stan, if you've ever thought about this, since the ACLU was funded in right after 1920, the American Law Institute was funded in 1923, many of these groups really got going right after World War One with big, great funding. It's an interesting thing to think that while they have been working insidiously and constantly working undemocratic change, let me say that again, undemocratic change within our laws and institutions, the church began to withdraw, no longer being salt and light, and they've prospered. The mega churches didn't exist in the 20s. You look around, they've prospered by withdrawing from the responsibilities in terms of being salt and light in every part of our society and all of our institutions. They've been rewarded and prospered greatly in the last 80 years while they've been getting out of the way. But think about the seismic shift. The seismic shift. The President of the United States, the congressional leaders, military leaders, call the nation to prayer at a time of real national crisis. And all the while, some judges and these radical groups are trying to do everything they can to keep from young men in the military, young men in future positions of military leadership, from having a mealtime prayer. Think of the absurdity of that. If you go back, and once again, I always go back to George Washington so many times, because some of the things he says are just absolutely. When he wrote the farewell address, which school children used to memorize right up to the beginning of the 20th century, it was the most important political speech ever given in American history. He said, "I consider it an indispensable duty to close this last solemn act of my official life by commending the interests of our dearest country to the protection of Almighty God and those who have the superintendence of them into His holy keeping." Now think about that. That's a prayer. Right there is a prayer. That's the last, he said, my last and solemn act as Commander-in-Chief for years and President and Commander-in-Chief for 8 years as he steps aside. And if you think about it, Thomas Jefferson, everybody says he was a deist. Some have said maybe he was connected with the Illuminati while he was in France, drafted the Declaration of Independence, wrote the famous letter to the Danbury Baptists on January 1, 1802. Notice, Stan, that Tom Jefferson wasn't watching bowl games. He was working on January the 1st. He did mention separation of church and state, but this is what's written up on the memorial, and this was something that he cared about a great deal, said it many ways. This is what he said. "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath?" Now, that's a pretty strong statement from the so-called deists. Patrick Henry, John Quincy Adams, Thomas Andrew Jackson. He's the guy that, said it on his deathbed, you know, "I can declare one thing, the Bible's true, and in my future is secure," as he lay dying. Martin Van Buren, March the 4th, 1837, stronger language than that. Ulysses Grant prayed for God to heal the divided nation on March 4th, 1869, by saying, "In conclusion, I ask patient forbearance, one toward another throughout the land, and a determined effort on the part of every citizen to do his share towards cementing a happy union, and I ask the prayers of the nation to Almighty God in behalf of this consummation." Theodore Roosevelt. My goodness, Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt wrote a letter to the Army, March 6, 1941. And remember, the Supreme Court held that a page of history is worth a volume of logic, and we get the logic from our enemies and friends alike. We need to get to the pages of history. This is the letter that he wrote to the members of the Army. This is before Pearl Harbor, months before Pearl Harbor. "As Commander-in-Chief, I take pleasure in commending to the members of the armed forces the reading of the Bible to all who serve. Throughout the centuries, men of faith and men of different faiths and diverse origins have found in the sacred book words of wisdom, counsel, and inspiration. It is a fountain of strength, and now and as always, an aid in attaining the highest aspiration of human life." That kind of thing is so easy to find if you just dip into our history. But that history hasn't been taught in the public schools since the Korean War. And it's not taught in churches. It's not taught in a lot of the homeschool curriculums, although some of that's a little bit better. Our educational system stands concentrated on American history, civics, and geography. And now we have the social sciences, psychology, and those things have been removed. And the National Education Association, others all brag about the fact that they've completely remade American education. So rather than VMI prayer being religious indoctrination, as the judge said, what goes on in the public schools is religious indoctrination, a very sophisticated form, and it's humanism and worse, and it's certainly not the God of the Declaration of Independence. It's certainly not when the president or the governor signs a proclamation in the year of our Lord, October the 4th, 2006. I can tell you who that refers to.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Colonel Ron Ray, he's on the front line of this battle, and is giving tremendous amounts of his time and effort trying to dramatize this, trying to make people understand that Christianity is under attack, not only in our society, but in the military, knowing full well that you take away the religious faith of these men, what are they really going to be fighting for?
You know what's really interesting, Stan, that everybody says, well, that's all religion. But we're willing to look at science. Let's look at science, they'll say, and they'll talk about science, and they'll talk about psychology. But you know what the largest social science research project in the history of America and perhaps the world was? It was the study they did late in World War II and thereafter on the American soldier. They looked at combat and its aftermath. It was published in 1949. And guess what? When they wanted to know what was the soldier's primary source of his combat motivation, when they did this in the European theater, Mediterranean, North Africa, and in the Pacific, so they were getting the Army, Navy, Army Air Corps, Marine Corps, Guardsmen, Seabees, prayer. Prayer. That's exactly what they said in this great study, the social science study that was done by a group, the Social Science Research Council, which basically was a very much of a progressive, forward-thinking. This is not the Southern Baptist Convention, and the motivation of prayer was selected over the next highest categories, thinking you couldn't let the other men down, and it helped. It helped a lot. 80% of enlisted men in the Pacific, 83% in the Mediterranean theater. Officers, infantry officers, the closer you were to the front lines, this is major league science. And the report actually stated, in conclusion, the fact that such an overwhelming majority of combat men said that prayer helped them a lot certainly means that they almost universally had recourse to prayer and probably found relief and consolation in the process. That's what social scientists were able to say after that major league study, and we put that in the brief. And believe it had some effect. It certainly had an enormous effect on Jim Inhofe in the United States Senate. But it's amazing what's out there. I have to quote Harry Truman, and something I'm trying to find, the authoritative place where he said it first. When I get it, I'll send it on to you, Stan. Harry Truman said, the only new thing under the sun is the history we don't know. And that is really important, because you have a duty to change. The first thing you need to do is know that your children watch too much television. Television eats books. They need to get in there and teach their children the truth about American history. They need to be sure that they know why America was a Christian nation, that the Supreme Court held it was, what the separation of the government of the church from the government of the state means. They're going to have to teach them, because they won't learn it in our institutions, including the church.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so vitally important that people really do begin to understand the history of this once great Christian nation. In fact, everybody in the whole world, in the Muslim countries, in the Hindu countries, in the Buddhist countries, everybody knew America was a Christian nation until recent years. And then we see what this country is doing today. And, you know, people say, if that's Christianity, I sure don't want to have anything to do with it. And I look and see what my country is doing, and I'm very, very concerned. But I'm really most concerned about the fact that the good people think that freedom is free, that they don't have to be involved. And yet freedom has always been under attack, and especially here in the United States, where there are those people who have a different agenda, who have a different worldview. And once freedom is lost, it will never be regained. And with that, of course, with the loss of everything material we have. And I've often said it, you know, if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever, and he's going to let terrible things happen to this country unless, of course, I think the only thing that's going to change America is a spiritual revival.
Well, let me tell you that a lot of the people who get funded in multi-million dollar ministries in the pro-family world, the people that were involved in the Ten Commandments case, I was involved in it in Kentucky for about a year, and I was trying to put up documents of civil government that made where the Ten Commandments was in the congressional record, and showing that these were state documents, political documents, not religious documents, not church documents. And I was taken out of the case by some fundamentalists who want religious documents up, and pushing those sort of a theocratic notion that plays right into the hands of the ACLU. But they brought in some of the, what I like to call, the First Amendment religious freedom mafia. When they got to the Supreme Court in the case out of Kentucky, they were actually arguing, and these are men who profess to be Christians, they were actually arguing that the Ten Commandments should be able to be put up because of America's tradition of ceremonial deism. Ceremonial deism, and as you know, Stan, and your listeners may not, but deism is what some people claim some of our founders, like Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, were. But deism believes that there may an unknown and unknowable God created everything, started it up in a mechanistic way, and then left it alone, doesn't hear prayer, and doesn't govern, and doesn't participate with us. And the notion that people who profess Christ would be urging the Supreme Court to let us put the Ten Commandments up, the foundation, which are up three different places in the Supreme Court building, include right up where the Chief Justice sits in the courtroom, the main courtroom, and that's not a church house. Arguing ceremonial deism, and they lost. Even trying to give away completely the notion of Christian nation, one nation under God, with a national motto, "In God We Trust." And people don't know what happened in that case. Media didn't treat it. But I can tell you, Stan, that there's some hope. I see some hope. There's been a study. Somebody did a study, and Don Federer is a guy you know, and certainly we've met. Don Federer did a wide survey, and 59% of Americans think Christianity is under attack here. 81% disagree with the statement that religion should be excluded from public life. 93% want God We Trust to remain in our currency and coinage. 90% are for keeping one nation under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. 76% say public display of the Ten Commandments should be legal. 82% favor voluntary school prayer. 77% believe the courts have gone too far in taking religion out of public life. Now, that's not such a bad thing. That was done in December of 2005, or published in 2005. Don sent me a copy of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was encouraged, but they must not be getting off their backside. I mean, they must feel that way, and they responded to a survey But I tell you, it's tough for having the funds, as you know, doing what you do, so many hours of top, important talk radio every day, and the kind of thing I do, trying to reach the leaders that are under, that need to have the truth before a decision is made, and to have an educational opportunity to get with the military and congressional and senatorial leaders, and to have that when you can give them some research and see them take it on the floor and use it and win the day. But when the truth is on the table, we prevail. But I don't get the kind of support that I really need. Sometimes I have to make a side trip somewhere to see if I can kind of find the support to keep fighting. So if people feel this way, I sure hope they'll put their money where their mouth is.
All right, fine. And how can they reach you again?
They can do it at firstprinciplespress.org. They want to give us a call at 1-800-837-0544. We have a lot of materials that I think would be very valuable. The background on the Ten Commandments case. Would you like to know what happened? It was never published in any newspaper or magazine in the country about what really happened, what the issues really were, and what was argued by our side in the Ten Commandments case.
And of course, what they were doing was, of course, giving away the whole store, you know. And then you wonder why we keep losing.
Well, I'd like to tell people, if they happen to see Mel Gibson's excellent film of William Wallace, the Braveheart film, and ask him who killed William Wallace. Well, it was the Scottish nobles, the Scottish leaders who had made a deal with the king and had lands and titles in both England and Scotland, and they didn't want this guy to, with a firm reliance on God, who was going to try to make an independent Scotland. They wanted the status quo, and they turned him over to be executed.
An awful lot of people in leadership positions today who made, I believe, what is, for all intents and purposes, a deal with the devil, because they want to stay in positions of leadership, and we'll be back in just a moment.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting Coaching Program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we have. We have a great set of documents. They're called the Founding Documents of America. There's 50 of them, and whether it be the Declaration of Independence or the Mayflower Compact or Washington's Farewell Address or the Declaration of Independence of the State of Tennessee, the 50 best documents, the 50 most important documents about America. And we have them here, as you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the Founding Documents, and you need to have a copy at your fingertips. And you need to read and reread the Founding Documents that are the basis upon which this nation rests. And believe me, our Founding Fathers realized that without religion, there could be no freedom. And as William Penn had said so well, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And why do you think they want to get God out of our society? So we will be ruled by tyrants. And it's known as the Freedom Documents. There's the Freedom Documents. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we carry the book Colonel Ray was talking about called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We've kept it in print for well over a decade, probably close to two decades. At our own expense, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And I consider it one of the five most important books in my library. Why? Because it points out that communism and socialism as an enemy are a fraud. It has always been funded by people of great wealth here. And, of course, you'll need, of course, to get the Foundations, the Power and Influence. And then, of course, you need to get the book Hitler's Cross, written by Erwin Lutzer, the senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church, to find out what happened in Hitler's Germany. And as you read it, it's like deja vu all over again. And they were preaching in Hitler's Germany, Romans 13, oh, you shouldn't oppose what the government's doing. God put everybody in place. And you should simply go right along with Adolf Hitler. Read what Reverend Erwin Lutzer said, and most of the ministers went right along with it because they had far more fear of government than they had of God. And I was in Germany after the Second World War. I saw what happened to that nation because it turned against God, and don't think it can't happen here. Hitler's Cross is such an important book, and certainly you would want to get books like Betrayed by the Bench by our good friend John Stormer. You'd want to get Phyllis Schlafly's book on The Supremacy. That's The Supremacy. And then you'll want to get my, I believe it's the June or July newsletter. It's the one entitled, Are We a Christian Nation? And there, of course, we've included there what the Supreme Court said back in 1891 as to why the United States is a Christian nation. You need to understand that when people debate this, they never even bother to define the definition. What are you talking about? And so you're out there arguing back and forth, and you don't even have it defined what you mean by a Christian nation. You really need to get it either the June or July newsletter. But as for Are We a Christian Nation, I think you'll find it fascinating. And then, of course, you would like to get our latest newsletter, the August newsletter, which goes into the background of who really rules America. Are there invisible forces out there that you've never heard of? All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me mention, of course, that we do carry the Berkey products, and if you have fluoridated water, they're poisoning your children. Lowering your testosterone level if you're a man, and lowering your fertility if you're a woman, and they're doing terrible things, and they're poisoning the population, and they know what they're doing, and we have all the documentation on that. The scientific studies, and you can go up to fluoridealert.org. Don't go to fluoridealert.com. They put it there to confuse you because they're playing games with your mind, and they're destroying your intellect and your ability to think. Fluoridealert.org. You need to get a Berkey water filter. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to coming to our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 29th of October. That's the 29th of October, the last Sunday of the month, right here in the Monterey Bay area. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 because we're having a luncheon. We have to know how many people are going to be there, and we're bringing in speakers from across the country. Got to be a great time. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America and to pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and our protection.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calvin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. Surveillance cameras in Washington, D.C. may not be doing their work. John Russell has the story.
It sounded like a good idea at the time, putting the public under surveillance in order to stop crime. The only problem is it didn't work. Washington, D.C. officials are admitting that the dozens of cameras placed throughout the city have failed to live up to their expectations. Promoters of the program promised that placing the city's population under the watchful eye of the D.C. police would lower the district's notorious violent crime rate. So far, images from the cameras have not prevented a single murder, nor have they been used as evidence in a single criminal prosecution. One resident of the city may have the answer. The hardened D.C. criminal class could care less about the cameras. As a potential victim observed, they just don't care.
U.S. intelligence sources say North Korea has renewed activity at nuclear test sites. There is